I'm just kind of curious, you know, right now at this instant, and maybe things will be different in a month, but how do you think through the issue, Hope, of using nab-paclitaxel outside a protocol setting? We have this sort of obvious financial issue that's out on the table, but are there situations where you actually prefer nab to paclitaxel, Hope?
I actually almost always prefer nab-paclitaxel to paclitaxel at the 100 milligram per meter squared dose in patients who I think are going to be on it for a long time because they don't have to get the steroid, and I think I'm going to get less cumulative neurotoxicity. In a patient who's never seen a taxane before, I usually start with paclitaxel, but in patients who've received prior taxanes, I try and start with nab-paclitaxel. And again, you know, maybe someday we'll have more cost containment issues which put additional sort of, I don't know, barriers on our decisions. But I think all of us, if all things were equal, would rather give a drug where we don't have to give steroids.
And, you know, one of the things, Georgia, that interests me about this, and there's a lot of controversy about this, or a lot of people who would not, you know, sort of make the same statement that Hope did, and I don't know how much nab-paclitaxel you use, but, or your group uses, but, you know, that issue of corticosteroids is kind of interesting. And I hear different viewpoints in terms of how much benefit there is of being, obviously as somebody who's a diabetic on an insulin pump, it's one thing, but you know, how much morbidity do you see from corticosteroids?
Well, you have two sets of patients, a set of patients who enjoy the corticosteroids because they go home and they clean their house and it's 2 a.m. and they've done all their housework, gone food shopping before they get home. So there's that group who loves the corticosteroids. Then there's the other group who gets really revved up and has anxiety and heart palpitations. And for that group, they do anything possible to not get the corticosteroids. So overall, I mean, I think it's fairly well tolerated. We don't actually use a lot of nab-paclitaxel and, you know, not a ton of significant side effects. I think we hear a lot more about the patients who actually like it.
I want to ask Hope about ixabibulone in a second, but Joyce, just to finish out with nab, another issue that's been debated, and again, maybe we'll be looking at this differently, is the question of neuropathy. Can you comment on what you see with neuropathy in terms of nab versus paclitaxel versus the other taxanes, docetaxel, how you monitor it, and when you start doing something about it?
Well, the docetaxel, we end up generally stopping that because of fluid retention, and that takes a lot more steroids to try to decrease that. So unfortunately, docetaxel is an excellent agent, but it's usually a pulse therapy, and then you stop. There has not been a head-to-head comparison of the, for example, weekly paclitaxel versus the weekly nab-paclitaxel to really nail down in one study the comparative neurotoxicity. So we really don't have great data. Like Hope, however, I do have that impression that you get less of the peripheral neuropathy by taking away the cremaphore. So I prefer, for exactly the same reasons that Hope said, I prefer the nab-paclitaxel because I think you can get away from some of that chronic adrenal suppression that happens with the pulse dexamethasone. Patients get less cumulative fatigue, I think. But I start with 100 per meter, and I have no compunction about going down to the 80 per meter, usually at about grade 2. And what I find is that it stops getting worse. It doesn't necessarily get better either at the 80 per meter, but it stops getting worse. And that's what I want. I want to be able to continue therapy that's well tolerated for as long as the patient's disease is responding.
What tends to be your first taxane in a patient who hasn't had one?
Nab-paclitaxel is my preferred taxane in the metastatic setting because we're looking for that really good palliation to try to keep the patient on a therapy that's working for them with very, very minimal toxicity.